And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Sid Schroyer talks about complacency.
The St. Joseph River is the watershed of most of what we call Michiana. Like the more famous Charles, Hudson, and Potomac, it's an end-of-the-road river. It carries its own water all the way to the Sea of the Great Lakes. Best, it's ours. It's an unobtrusive, patient friend. It's a tranquil backyard or a porch we share. I like having our St. Joseph River just 4 blocks from my house with a tree-lined trail for walking and biking that I've been using for 20 years. From my USB, I can bike west and then north through South Bend, and with a couple of zigzags, follow the river past St. Mary's College on the opposite bank, across Cleveland Road, and all the way up to the old Darden Road Bridge. For a shorter trip, I can go east next to Northside Boulevard along the river into Mishawaka, to Buter Park. In Mishawaka, there's new development near the river, new homes behind the 100 Center, some new apartment buildings nearby, and new space for offices. But with the new parkland and the overall layout of things, it seems like it's a priority over there to keep people connected to the river. I hope the planners of new development in South Bend make it a priority to keep people connected to the river. I'm sure they've had a look at what's happening in Mishawaka. Visitors there remark on the subtle beauty with surprise. But the river has been there all along. It takes some effort to see. Nature is the symbol of spirit, says Ralph Waldo Emerson. It's good to have some nearby. The river there at Central Park was a great location when, after Rosh Hashanah morning services last week, a few of us from Temple Beth El reconvened with Rabbi Companez to cast our sins into the water. It's a ritual ceremony called Tashlik that Jews may perform during the High Holy Days, 10 days also called the Days of Awe, which run through Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. The pebbles we throw are intended to each represent where we missed the mark in the last year. On my porch, the next afternoon, I began to read the book Rabbi assigned during services. It's Between the World and Me by Ta-Nehisi Coates. The congregation is being asked to delve into the difficult topic of racism. The book is a long essay in the form of a letter to Coates' 15-year-old son about what it means to live as an African-American. Race is the child of racism, not the father, Coates tells his son. I get it, I think. Hate invents its rationale. Then it rationalizes itself with its own invention. He is writing to me, too, a 63-year-old European-American. The idea of race is a human invention, not an aspect of the natural world, created in order to rationalize oppression. When language loses sight of its origin in nature, Emerson says, duplicity and falsehood take the place of simplicity and truth. Racism, past, present, and future, is a long causal chain, an original sin that enhances the status of people who think they are white, Coates tells me. It follows, I think, that while I may call racism deplorable, my complacency about my privilege actually makes me complicit. My complacency is a warm blanket on the way to sleep. My street is quiet, and my neighborhood is safe. On home game Fridays, the Adams High School band and cheerleaders parade the football team down Wall Street across the way to school field in a scene that even Norman Rockwell could find farcical, except that it's real. Like the river, always different but always the same, parents and children line the street. Judy and I ran out to watch last Friday evening with our 30-year-old daughter Lily, who was home from Brooklyn. Like old times, we laughed. It's hard for me to grasp the preciousness of the moments when she and our son Matt are here until they are gone. Too much, I take them for granted. I can't imagine how terrible it would be for them to never come home. If for the ritual of Tashlik I had to pick only one stone to throw into the river, it would be a big one, for the sin of complacency. For the new year, I hope to be less complacent, and I suppose that starts with being more conscious of my good fortune and all the aspects of how that came to be. The river will remind me. What I do about it is up to me. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Sid Schroyer.
when the day is done.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.